Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Well, Steve Bruce admits that the recent period for the club has been a difficult one. The players have had an enforced rest ahead of the busy festive period due to an outbreak of COVID-19 infections at the club. The squad, aside from those self-isolating, returned to training on Tuesday, initially in small groups, ahead of Saturday's game against West Brom, which is set to go ahead. Well, Bruce said, look, it's very difficult at the moment. We've got 3 confirmed players and, unfortunately, a member of my staff, so of course it is a concern and difficult to manage. We're trying our utmost to stay as safe as we can. My concern isn't just the welfare of the players, which is vitally important, it's members of my staff too. Well, moving on, Matt Ritchie insists that the squad cannot use the extended break as an excuse if things go wrong against West Brom this weekend. He said, there are no excuses, we're preparing as we always do, and we have to take the positives from it. We've had a week off to train at home and have fresh legs going into a batch of really good games. It's really good to be back. And finally, according to reports, West Brom remain interested in Dwight Gayle and could look to sign him for free next summer. The 30-year-old is entering the final 6 months of his contract at St James's Park, and it's been reported that a return to the Hawthorns could be on the cards should he fail to land a new deal. It's understood that Bruce does still rate him highly and is eager to keep him at the club, but it seems the Baggies are eyeing a bargain should Newcastle allow his contract to run down. That's all for now. We'll have more later.